Good morning, Oroville. Today is Monday, 5th of May, and right now it's drizzling here on Oroville with 27 degrees Celsius. And we can expect today some thunderstorms, rain, with temperatures ranging between low of 27 to high of 31 degrees Celsius. Chance of precipitation is on 50% with the humidity on 75. Easterly winds at 13 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 42%. A study group on organization announced that the end of the peaceful, constructive and harmonious three-day process, a new working committee and Oroville Council have been formed. Oroville Council coordinators and signatures are Selvam, Aurananda, Matri Pasat. Facilitators and signatories are Rena, Surya, Sinduja, Renoka, Daniel, Rita. Resource persons are Marie-Claire, Jayamurti, Katir, Gauri, and silent listeners are Ulrich and Veronique. Working committee, so coordinators and signatories are Vijaya, Eric, Kali, Ranjit, Saravanaram, Fabian as facilitator, Elisa, Jay Mohan, Udamayan, Bubalan, Jaima, and Bubalan from Siddhartha Forest, Raju, James, Selvaraj, Jayavel. Resource persons are Anita, Dima, Gunasekaran, Haida, K. Anbu, Katir, K. Babu, Haridas, Tiru, Jual, and silent listeners are Chandresh, Tajan, Manohar. But tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Resident Assembly Service strongly encourages us to attend an important general meeting with the following agenda. Presentation for the Entry Task Force on its proposal for changes to the entry process. Brief questions, presentation from FAMC on the revised FAMC mandate, and brief questions and the fifth presentation from the Resident Assembly Service on a proposed new Matri Mandir mandate with also brief questions. And this, the refresh of the community in some cases as the FAMC mandate and the Entry Task Force, these proposals have already been presented to the community. This meeting is intended to refresh the community on the content of the proposals. The proposed new Matri Mandir mandate is the result of community discussion held on two general meetings last August and feedback received since that time. This meeting is also designed to prepare the community for a resident assembly decision-making process on whether to accept or reject the above three proposals. But it seems that summer is not gonna pass only in general meetings, but here's also invitations from Electro Gypsy, which is a collection of Oroville musicians who would like to present for our viewing and dancing pleasure an experimental fusion of electronic beats and traditional instruments performed live on stage together as moving. That will be on Saturday, May 24th, between 8:30 to 9:30, and the venue is to be announced. The music will be upbeat, danceable from start to finish, and feature an electric range of styles that includes Latin, Gypsy, Swing and more. And everybody is invited to simultaneously groove on the dance floor and witness virtuoso musical talent on the stage. And since, of course, there are some costs for sounds and lights, usually between 2,000 to 3,000 rupees, the contribution is invited. But if you'd like to support the new style of experimental music performance, designed to bring people together on the dance floor, we can contribute to the Portus account of 2437. And insofar the lineup is Francois, nickel harpa, accordion, mandolin and more, Ashaman on flamenco and classical guitar, and Jesse with Bringing Back the Beats with special guest artists. On 2nd of May, Gallery Square Circle Kalakendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone was inaugurated exhibition of works by Carla Sello, Mandala. Mandala between past, present and future. And after the exhibition at Kalakendra, Carla Sello, professor of Academy of Fine Arts in Italy and counselor, expert in mandala, will conduct workshop on mandala. This will be a group experience that through body movement, expressing movements in a circle with music, coloring of mandala and playing together, they will enter in a deep contact with ourselves in a happy and fun way, discover the connection between the present, past and future. That will be held at Arca and Red Door on 17 and 18 of May, and between 9 to 5 o'clock and between 9 to 1 o'clock. You need to bring 12 markers, colored pencils or crayons by your preference, and they're requesting you to book and pay until Friday 16th of May at Arca between 2 to 6 p.m. You can contact Carla on 89404950H2 for more information. And following are some announcements saying that Centerfield and Annam Kindergarten offer 4 weeks of summer program for children of age of 4 to 7, three times a week starting on Monday, 19th of May, from 9 a.m. to noon. Ramalingan and Grace would like to keep the kids busy entire summer with fun summer activities during weekends, so that they will learn something new and creative ideas will emerge in their mind. They have to spend the time in a useful and joyful way. They are going to organize summer activities for Auroville children, especially in these fields like yoga, art, stories and singing. Hereby they request the parents to send their kids to participate in above summer programs, which will be taking place in Saucho on Friday and Saturday between 9 to 11:30 a.m. starting from May and June. This program is supported by SIA. They have material only for 15 to 20 children only, so they kindly ask you to book your child with name in advance. If you need more information, you can contact them on 944-379-0732 or 262-2052. Sherbindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone. It will be closed on May 1st to July for all cultural activities. Auroville Resident Service Office will be open for public only 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday morning from 9 to 12:30 p.m. and they will be closed in the afternoon starting from May 1st. They will come back to their regular timings from July onward. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today at 8 p.m., we can see Indian comedy drama made in 2014 by writer and director Vikas Bal. Tomorrow, they will screen Italian comedy drama, It Was the Sun, made in Italy 2012 by director Daniel Cipri. And on Wednesday, we can see, also at 8 p.m., comedy documentary Animals Are Beautiful People, made in Africa in 1974 by director and writer Jamie Oyes. And the mother wrote, "All sincere prayers are granted, but it may take some time to realize materially." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.